This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about our precious little ones. I have been so moved by the recent images of children at the U.S. and Mexico border being separated from their families, crying and begging from cages for their parents' return. So these images that are flooding our airways have prompted me to remind us of how Christ sees children. As we know from the scriptures, it was common for parents to bring their children to Christ for healing. In fact, in Mark 10, parents were bringing their children to Jesus for him to lay hands on them when his disciples rebuked them and told them not to bother Jesus. Jesus heard this and was very displeased with his disciples, and he told them, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." He took the children in his arms, placed his hands on them, and blessed each child one by one. Sometime thereafter, the disciples were arguing about who would be the greatest in God's kingdom. Jesus brought a child to stand among them and said, "Whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." So we see that Christ valued children such that he wanted his adult children to emulate their humble, childlike faith. So while every country must be governed by its laws, I'm certain there is another solution without traumatizing our precious little ones. And let us remember these words. "Lord, when did we ever see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger and not help you?" Jesus responds, "When you refused to help the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you were refusing to help me." Matthew 25:44-45. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, let's see our precious children as Christ sees them.